Green Futures internship program. I can say straight away, stumbling upon that while looking for work definitely set me on the right path and has definitely had a huge impact on my life so far, well, in the last year. Battling to look for work after being ill really does bring you down, but then stumbling upon this was amazing. I did initially apply for a different internship role, but didn't get that. And back then I would have said, unfortunately, didn't get that. But now I'm actually really glad I didn't get that, because I've managed to get a position with the help of Rebecca, and I've been her intern. It's definitely been a really amazing experience, because I didn't have much confidence. After not working for a few years, your confidence definitely takes a hit, and it's hard to put yourself back out there. Having everyone I've met over the last year being so supportive and so encouraging really does boost your self-confidence. But it's also opened my eyes to a whole different sector that I'd never even really considered that much before. Being able to work in the community, doing the different projects, has been absolutely incredible. I've met so many interesting people of all age groups. The Only Me sessions we do once a month, and that is just, it's so lovely. I love when they walk through the doors and they've already got big grins on their faces. Being able to do projects working with kids and helping them learn about where their food comes from and how food waste can actually have an impact on the environment. They're eager to learn more. That's definitely something that fills me with a lot of pride. Everyone in the sector always seems to be ready to support you or give you advice if you need it. People always seem to be willing to help each other. And that's really refreshing, because before this internship, the only other work experience I'd had was retail. And there, it can actually be the case of every person for themselves. But then this sort of work, everyone wants to help you and support you. And it's so refreshing, and it's so lovely to see. Programs like this are so incredible, because it allows you to get a foot through the door, basically, and have a taste of the different environments, whether you're on a farm with animals, whether you're on a farm that's more agricultural based. It's almost like a taster. The first Only Me session, I was so nervous, and Rebecca was there to guide me through it and show me how it all works and that, but I was still so nervous because I've been out of public eye for quite some time, and I sort of forgot how to talk to people and with battling with social anxiety. But you do sort of get chucked into the deep end. But actually, for me, that was a really good thing, because I forgot that I do actually thrive under pressure. I completely forgot that that was something that I've always been able to handle, even with my anxiety. I want the pressure because I know it's just going to push me to do the best I possibly can. I now do the Only Me groups myself. Now, with Becca giving me more responsibility when it comes to events that we organize, things like that, letting me take charge of one area, Becca has helped to, like, give me a bit more independence. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I realize that I really do crave. I crave independence. I'm not one to push away help if people are offering it, but I do like to tackle things myself. And I've really got better at that sort of thing since starting the Green Futures internship. It's boosted my confidence, my organizational skills. I've been all over the country. I've never traveled as much in my life as I have in this last year. And it is absolutely brilliant. And the fact that you don't really know what the day holds for you. I was on a farm one day, a field another day, and one of the youth centers the next. I get a bit of an adrenaline rush, and I just think that I've come into myself a lot since being a Green Futures intern. But it also has helped me to realize strengths and weaknesses. Because of my poor health, I had sunk into really bad depression. My general anxiety was awful, and my social anxiety was absolutely terrible. But I knew that I needed to get back to work. And it was very, very scary trying to look for work, going for interviews, and being shot down when they saw that I hadn't worked for a few years. And then going for the initial interview I wanted on the flower farm in Buckingham, I was so nervous, but I really did my best to show that I would be an asset. And as I said, didn't get that position, but then Becca contacted me, asked to meet up, see what sort of things I was interested in, see if she could figure something out for me. And that is something that I will always be grateful for. It was a bit of a light in the darkness, that, because I was getting more and more depressed because I wasn't getting any luck. Interviews that seemed to go really, really well. And then Becca appeared just when I needed her. It's been a bit of a lifesaver in a way, because when you get depressed and down and don't have much hope for your future, it's very difficult to push through. And being pushed to tackle new tasks, to tackle challenging tasks straight away, is exactly what I needed. I have a lot more confidence. I know that I'm a capable person, and it's this internship that has done that for me, has made me realize that I am capable. I do have confidence. I'm knowledgeable. There are loads of things I can do. It's really made my self-doubt disappear since the Green Futures Project started for me. I really do notice it in myself, and not just in my work life, but in my personal life as well. I'm a lot more confident. I don't sit at home like a couch potato. I like being doing stuff, and that is like a complete opposite end of the spectrum of how I was before I started as an intern. I was basically a shell before I started, and now I say to my parents that I've been able to let Erin out. I've been able to let my sparkle out now. And it was definitely the Green Futures internship that has done that for me. And really has been the best thing that's happened to me in a very long time. A big highlight for me is definitely the Only Me group, because people that go there are such big characters. But I mean, being an intern, being able to go up to Liverpool to help with the Apple Day at Speak Hall, that was just incredible. That is the furthest north I've ever been, and it was the best experience ever. And then, of course, being able to meet other interns when we've been helping out with, like, open farm days and such, meeting some of the interns there and hearing their experiences, that's really lovely as well, because it's like, okay, it's not just me, other people are liking this whole program as well. For me, it's not always necessarily the big things though that stand out, it's the little things. Like when we did the food SOS project at Haddenham Junior School, seeing two of the kids specifically seem to really love the project we were doing, that was really refreshing, seeing the enjoyment. So when I see kids having fun when they're learning, that just makes me happy. With the work I've been able to do with the internship, there's so many different things, little things, big things, that all add up to be really meaningful. And I just love seeing how it's not just me that enjoys these things. Seeing other people passionate about reducing food waste, regenerative farming, sustainable farming, all those sorts of things, seeing the passion that people have, it's quite refreshing, because I feel like there are a lot of work sectors nowadays where people have lost their passion. But in the environmental sector and the food sector, people genuinely do still have a huge passion for the work they do. And it's very inspiring. I look at it and I look at some people who've been doing work in the sector for 30 odd years and over, and they're still passionate and still excited. I'm like, yeah, that's definitely what I want. I want to be involved in something that makes me feel passionate and energized. And Green Futures has definitely opened my eyes and allowed me to see where it is that I can actually thrive and where I will do my best. So it's a project that I will be eternally grateful for.